And with us in the studio this morning is Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are things in Grand Marais?
They're just swell.
He's like, you're really upbeat. Let's talk about Active Living Grant Letter of Support.
I should have her name, but we had a presentation from the clinic, who is the lead representative for Active Living. Part of that was that walk to school with Jim Oberstar and stuff.
Right.
But they're basically trying to do all kinds of things that promote physical activity in the city and in the county. And they were looking then for a letter of support from the city council saying that we agree with that outlook.
Yeah, I think that's a Blue Cross grant that they're applying for.
Yeah, right. And that also has been, I think, number three or four on the council's capital improvement list. And so maybe what we had originally thought that we may have to fund ourselves, we might get funding then.
Yeah, this is the Highway 61 corridor.
Right. You know. Yeah, and that's part of it.
Okay, now, when I got my packet the beginning of the week, it said that the Senior Center thrift store expansion was going to be a big deal in where they wanted to move to what is now part of the city parking lot. Not so, right?
Right. Had that continued, that would have caused some problems or concerns, at least. But in between, the Senior Center has decided to move their first and second store simply within the same building. So they'll be where the medical equipment facility was, and they're thinking that's going to serve them well for a while. Long-term, perhaps, they'll be looking at a different facility, but not now.
Okay, but they do have a problem at the Senior Center next to where they're by the parking lot, where, just to orient people, because it took me a while to figure this out, where the Lions Club sets up the kiddie rides, and the people are racing around in there.
Well, there's a corridor there that actually provides the primary access to that big parking lot. Part of that parking lot is owned by the city. Also, part of it is owned by the Senior Center. But the traffic pattern on that crossway, if you will, they're saying that with all the foot traffic and stuff, that they're driving real fast. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try and meet informally and figure out something that will solve everybody's problem, hopefully.
Okay, good luck with that. Yeah, because that can be dangerous with people coming in there too fast.
They have problems with their bus in congested times, and so they're asking for a designated spot out on Broadway where the AEOA bus can have a permanent spot there during business hours.
Okay, Tim Kennedy, who's on the Public Utilities Commission, gave a report on biomass.
Yeah, on April 10th at 3 o'clock, the Public Utilities Commission is going to be meeting in City Council chambers at City Hall, and they're going to be receiving the final part of Phase 2 accountability on the biomass project. And I would suggest that anyone and everyone that, does have some concerns about that biomass project from, wherever you might be standing. Please attend that because, we don't want to be talking to ourselves on that, and we know there are differences of opinion, and so we're asking for those.
It's typical sometimes that people that really don't want something don't show up at public meetings, and it turns out that the people who do want it are there talking among themselves. And then what happens is you go ahead and proceed, and everybody gets their nose out of joint. So you're right. This is a good time because it is controversial, and it needs a lot of discussion. And I'm sure that the proponents of biomass want to be sure that they understand where other people stand and are able to, get their their side of the story as well. So good idea. That's April what?
April 10th at 3 o'clock.
Okay, in the City Hall.
Right. That's okay. Wednesday, I think.
And one more thing. The climate is getting better right now because we're moving into spring, but there are some folks with some climate concerns.
There's a group. They're looking at, and you know, you hear a lot about this from various sources, about looking at the change in climate over the years. Global warming is part of that. You know that as of November 1st, we were always ready to go ice fishing and everything else. Well, not anymore.
Nope.
And so something's changing. I don't know if that has anything to do with the moose population dwindling like it is. Very difficult to prove stuff like that. I guess the final thing, if we're talking about warming and all that, is if we see the Norwegians starting to leave, we'll have a pretty good idea that we've got a problem.
So anyway, this is a group that's concerned about that and wants to look into it, or
right, and they were simply looking for a letter of support, letter of not money, or at least not at this stage of the game.
Okay, well, let's hope the Norwegians don't leave town. In the meantime, we're awaiting that exodus. We'll talk to you again after the next city council meeting. We've been speaking with Larry Carlson. He's the Grand Marais mayor. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.